This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you,
will you be visiting the Barber Car Wash Furniture Shop? And now that they're open for business, we'll get to the poll results
in just a bit. But what we'll do is we'll read a couple of messages, interesting messages that have come in. We have one here from Richard Bradbury again.
He says, 90% of people that we polled last week said they wouldn't go to a restaurant if they knew that staff weren't vaccinated, but you're okay with getting their hair cut. That was last week. A lot of things happen in a week. Things happen on a daily basis, Richard Bradbury.
We have another one here from the real Adrian Light, who says roughly 50% of fully vaccinated Malaysians are still afraid of going out.
And that's, you know, we respect you for making that decision, right?
Yeah. Maybe one last one here from Suresh.
Right. He says here, with kids not yet vaccinated, not taking the risk in barbers, car wash maybe.
Right. You know, speaking of kids, we had some news yesterday about schools reopening. Now, according to IDEA, schools could consider alternating between physical and hybrid classes ahead of next month's reopening to ensure continuity of the students' education without compromising their health. We now hear that it's going to be October 3rd, right? Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs Acting Research Director Wan Ya Shin said several factors should be taken into consideration before the government decides to reopen schools, as the number of COVID-19 cases are still on the rise.
And the reopening schools has been postponed to October 3rd, Education Minister Dr. Razi Jidin said yesterday evening, schools will now reopen in stages, starting with exam year students on October 3rd. He said, in view of the current health and risk assessment, the reopening of schools next month will only involve exam year students in Form 5 and 6. Okay. The reopening, however, will not involve schools in Phase 1 states, the minister said in a Facebook post last night.
Yes. Now, meanwhile, one from IDEA said the school's location, infrastructure, vaccination rate of the school population, and students' access to internet and relevant devices are vital elements that require thorough inspection to ensure a smooth and safe learning environment. So schools can opt to alternate between online and physical classes if they have limited space capacity and good access to the internet, she said. Another factor to consider is the capacity of the school to implement the hybrid model, as that would need proper planning and organization as well.
Right. The location of the schools and number of COVID-19 cases in the area must be assessed prior to the reopening, and authorities need to ensure standard operating procedures have been adjusted to include the possible threat of the new variants at school compounds. Consultation with health experts is vital to ensure the SOPs are well thought out to ensure the safety of students, teachers, and the school community. Then the conditions such as classroom size, ventilation, hygiene, and safe food provision should be considered, and as the new variant is airborne, added measures to the SOP are required.
Definitely. Now, the Education Ministry announced last month that schools will reopen for face-to-face learning on September 1st, while home-based teaching and learning, or PDPR, will continue until the end of this month. National COVID-19 Immunization Program Coordinating Minister Khairi Jamaluddin said all school staff will be vaccinated ahead of next month's reopening. Efforts are being made to also ensure support staff and those employed at schools, you know, such as your cleaners, your canteen operators, even security guards and bus drivers are inoculated as well.
The National Union of Teaching Profession Peninsula Malaysia, NUTP, suggested MOE to postpone the reopening of schools until conditions are deemed safe for the community. Secretary General Harry Tan says it's unnecessary to reopen schools now as the daily cases are still hitting 20,000. He added there are also only 10 more weeks left for the schooling session and parents would opt to not send their children to school despite the high vaccination rate. I totally agree. It's 10 more weeks. Therefore, the NUTP urges MOE to reconsider the reopening for the safety of the students as well as the teaching staff. MOE needs to postpone the reopening of schools until it is safe to do so. And NUTP hopes MOE will help in ensuring a smooth PDPR process by providing affordable and fast internet service, as well as free internet for those in the bottom 40% income group. Meanwhile, teachers should be given a special internet package and training to improve their skills for PDPR, he said in a statement last week.
Right. So, you know, since we were talking about reopening of all these different sectors of the economy, we thought we'd also, you know, talk about, because we also just heard about this, about how schools will not reopen on September 1st, right, but on October 3rd instead, you know, giving more time for teachers and support staff and everyone else to be vaccinated by that time. But, you know, it still begs the question, with cases at this rate, you know, we're hoping by October, you know, the numbers are much, much, much lower. Right. But I can see why parents would be apprehensive about sending their kids out just yet.
Because if you're talking to me about this now, and October 3rd, October 3rd, and then it's only for exam year students, right? So I guess there's more space, which is a plus point, right? That, so that it's not the whole school that's there. And maybe like close to the exam, they need teacher's assistance and that sort of thing, right? Face to face. That's one consideration, one thought. But the other thing is they're all not vaccinated. So that's, you know, so we haven't got the news about kids being vaccinated again, right? Yeah. And for the rest of the, I guess, non-exam school kids, right? You really, let's look at next year. And while things are settled, we get a better idea. You're ready 10 more weeks before the school ends, right? The stop, start thing isn't going to help. Plus, I live next to school and I'm really, really pleased with this, how it's so quiet outside my house.
You don't have to fight for parking outside your house, is it? Yeah, but we will hear what I understand is, I think Kari Jamaluddin said that we will hear news of when kids between the ages of 12 and 17 will start being inoculated sometime this week. So we'll wait out for news on that. In the meantime, it is time for us to wrap up already. We asked you on the show today if you will be visiting the barber, or the car wash, or the furniture shop, or the carpet shop now that they're open for business. Let's wrap up the poll, Frida.
All right. So with close to 600 of you chiming in, that's great. Yes, finally at 39.4%. No, too soon at 33.3%. I'm not sure, and I'm not fully vaccinated, both at about 13%.
Over on Instagram, with more than 800 of you chiming in, we've got 56% who say yes, they will be visiting those businesses. 44% say no. Now, if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app. That's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. We are waiting on that special announcement following Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's meeting at Istana Negara. We'll be bringing you the latest on that as and when it comes in. But for now, on behalf of Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj, thank you for listening. See you again tomorrow on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.